Big Dog Lakers Pod.
Woof woof.
BDLP.
I shouldn't be laughing because we have to, I mean, just like last week, immediately start off with an RIP.
Oh, don't do this.
What? The news just broke.
Go ahead.
The 4 and 5 seed of the Western Conference have been officially locked. We can't get them.
RIP to the 4 and 5
seed. RIP to the 4 or 5 seed of the Western Conference playoffs.
There really was a period there where it looked like it was possible.
I mean, even this month.
I mean, like, even this week.
I mean, like, let's say there was 10 more games. There's only 2 more games left. Some people have 3 still, Kev.
I don't know how that works out.
Truly, how does that work out?
Really don't know how that works out.
4-5, they're 51 and 50. We're 5 games back of the 5.
We're 5 games back of the 5.
We're, you know, if there were 10 more games.
We could do that.
If my grandma had wheels, she'd be a bike.
That is one of my favorite sayings.
It's great. But then, so we're not that far away. We officially also clinched a play-in spot. We cannot get past 7. No, 7's officially our top spot that we can get now.
Oh, because the Pelicans are playing the Suns? Are the Pelicans playing the Suns?
Are they playing them? Are they?
Who are the Pelicans playing at the end?
The Pelicans just beat the Suns a few days ago.
The Pelicans just beat the Suns. So the Suns have the Kings and the T-Wolves left.
Mm-hmm.
So what if they lose both of those? Well, then that would put the Kings up.
Yeah, and they must have a tiebreaker because Google has us as a clinched playoff position, play-in position. 1 through 10 in the West Conference Finals are locked.
Okay.
Did you see the Warriors post about that?
Listen, I want to make fun of them, but then they whooped our fucking asses this week, and I don't find it very funny.
And you want to know something? I'll still make fun of them for that.
Go ahead.
It's so stupid. Why would you do that? It looks dumb. It's like the Clippers putting up a banner for
that's true.
Winning a Pacific title, not even a playoff series. I thought you were done.
You said you were done.
You said you were finished, and then you decided I'm going to interrupt.
I thought I was done.
Yeah.
Can we do take 2?
Yeah, we'll do take 2 in an hour.
He'll 100% edit this.
Yeah.
Yesterday, last week I'm playing taps with my lips. Asked him to edit. He didn't edit nothing.
No, of course he wouldn't
edit. He said he wasn't going to, though.
But I said I wasn't going to.
Makes him look bad? He'll edit that out.
I know,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna dub it over with your voice. He's gonna fake AI your voice. Where Ryan's just going, I can't stop sneezing.
Achoo.
1 through 2, 3 are not locked. They're still battling it out. We don't know if we actually win the play-in tournament. Who will be playing? 4 and 5 are locked. They cannot get above or below that. Clippers, mm-hmm. Mavericks. Third time in the past 5 years they're playing each other in the playoffs.
Is that true?
That is true.
Don't the Mavs eat their asses up every single time?
Nah, the Clippers beat the Mavs.
Well, there was that bubble series. And
did the Mavs win that?
Well, the Clippers were up 3-1.
And then did they win?
They did not win.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the 3-1 loss?
Is that the 3-1? Or did they 3-1 loss to the Nuggets?
I thought that was the Nuggets.
Well, the Nuggets did it twice in the bubble, didn't they?
See, now I can't remember because the Nuggets are good now. I'm assuming they were good then, but there was that period where the Nuggets couldn't get over the hump.
Well, we played them in the West Conference Finals that year.
In the bubble?
In the bubble.
Knocked their asses right out.
Wow.
No wonder Mike Malone.
In 6 games.
No wonder Mike Malone still
I thought it was 5.
We beat 5 Rockets and Blazers, and then we 6 games for the Nuggets.
Damn.
Wow.
Why do I know this stuff?
Remember
I shouldn't know. Take this out of my brain.
Are you on a Lakers pod?
Take this out of my brain.
All I remember is the AD 3.
AD 3?
Yeah.
That was against them.
There was, I know, in the Clippers Mavs bubble tournament, Luka hitting a crazy step back 3 at the buzzer.
I remember them. You know what? The Mavs lost because I remember them going to 7.
Yes.
And then I think Porzingis was still on the team, and he didn't get to play game 7.
Okay. And I do remember whatever elimination game the Clippers had, they were out like by the 3rd quarter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They were sitting people. Yeah. I'm looking it up right now. Let's see.
Doc is booking his vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Back to his house because it was still locked down.
Yep.
Was it still locked down?
Technically, yes.
I mean, it was locked down for them.
Yeah, because they had to stay in the bubble. I mean, it was technically whatever you want to do during that time. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people violated what they were supposed to do.
Man, I remember the Lakers winning the championship. I go downtown.
Yeah.
Because I want to be a part of the hoopla.
You and Ryan both went
downtown. Well, that's where the story's going. I start honking. I honk so much my horn goes out on the car. Uh-huh. I had to get a whole new horn.
Yeah.
That's not true. The horn came back. It was like a sore voice, you know? Okay. And I try to drive down past Staples at the time, still in my heart. There's smoke everywhere, and out of the smoke, like a fucking, like a Sylvester Stallone movie from the 90s, early 90s, late 80s, uh-huh. I just see a hero running out, and it's Ryan. And he's just like, you don't want to go that way. Yeah. We're doing a lot of stuff over there.
I mean, I was warning, because if you had continued to go straight, you would have been there for like 4 hours.
Yeah, he was like, there's a guy doing donuts.
They're
setting up fireworks.
Yeah. And you were still in a position where you can make a U-turn. Yeah.
There's a guy doing donuts, Ryan Shoemaker, that guy. He flipped his car that day.
Uh-huh. He flipped a lot of cars.
So the Clippers won against the Mavs in the bubble 4-2. And then they lost.
Game six then.
They lost the Nuggets in the second round.
Okay.
And that's when they were up 3-1. And then
blew it.
And also the Western Conference Finals was 4-1. I thought they won too, but it was the wins were Lakers, Lakers, Nuggets, Lakers, Lakers.
We blew one in every series, I thought.
We did, and I remember the first two it was Blazers first. They won the first game, and then everyone was like, "Do the Blazers have a chance? The Lakers are on the downswing now." Uh-huh. The Blazers, and then we won 4-3.
Gentlemen sweep. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen sweep. And then we play the Rockets. That was Westbrook and Harden.
Uh-huh.
They won first game, and everyone said the same exact thing mm-hmm. from the Portland series. We won the next four.
Mm-hmm.
This one, it was
2-1.
1-2.
And same thing in the finals where Jimmy Butler has that one dumb game where he's all breathing hard. Oh, he left it all out on the court.
Yeah.
Get
that was
here.
Six games.
Oh, did they win two of those?
They won two.
Oh, wow.
He won two.
So it is really nice to go back and reminisce about times we won, especially after a week like this.
Yeah, we used to be the first seed.
We used to be the first seed. One time in our recent past, we were the one seed.
Yeah. 52 games we won that year, too.
Oh, you and I were going through the list at the beginning of that pod. We're like, how do we not get to 62 wins? And we were on pace to beat it. And then, you know, God sent down a plague.
Was that you or was that Alex? I remember saying,
how fucking dare
I remember you? Saying 55 wins that year.
No, I said 62.
Oh, wait. We said
62?
We said a lot more, yeah.
You said 60?
We said 62.
Okay.
I have a vague memory of sitting in a studio.
Yeah.
And going down the list and going,
oh, I remember that.
We might win 10 in a row.
I printed it out at work. I remember printing the spreadsheet I made at work. I remember having like a pretty close to the plus minus like of what I had. But yeah, that year was 52-19. We were the only 50 win team in the Western Conference Finals in that bubble. This year, Celtics might be the only 50 win team in the Eastern Conference.
They have 62 wins already.
I know. And the Bucks are at 49 with only two games left.
Wow, the East sucks. That's what I'm learning from this.
I didn't realize how good the Celtics were doing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really watch the Celtics.
Right.
But I just 2 days ago saw that they were like at 62 wins and was like, oh, boy.
That's
a dominant year.
Bucks are at 49 right now, and they play Thunder and Magic.
And they don't have Giannis.
They don't have Giannis.
Did it come out what he actually had? I didn't.
Yeah, it's a calf injury.
Oh, okay.
He didn't tear an Achilles, but he does have a bad calf injury.
You know who got a calf injury but didn't tear an Achilles and then later tore his Achilles?
Kevin Durant?
Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah.
Right around the same time, too, huh?
Yeah, going into the playoffs.
Going into the playoffs?
Yeah.
Didn't Embiid just get hurt, too? He, like, just came back and got hurt?
He got hurt again coming back?
Yeah, I saw, like, he took a crazy spill. Let me see that.
I think he just had an and one on a highlight.
No, he was trying to. He was going for a out-of-bounds ball, and, like, he, like, just stepped wrong. And yeah,
tough.
Okay, he's not listed on the injury list, but there's like he does that thing where you step really hard too straight and like his knee looks like it's like wobbling a little bit.
Dude, we were playing at Rio de Oro one time. I took a step and full flipped over my own front leg and was like, I know my body very well. It's never done that. I don't know what. I just kind of sat on the floor amazed. I was like, I don't know what just happened here.
Yeah.
The second seed Milwaukee Bucks in the East would be good for the sixth seed in the West.
Yeah.
they would still be in the play-in. They would still be in contention for the play-in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Bummer. Bummer that we can go beat all those teams, but you know what happens? You get to a 45-35 record. Pretty good.
Our best record since 2020.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
I think so. Right?
Wow, we stink.
So what do we have? 45 wins now. In 2022, we had 43 wins.
Yeah, that was
in 2021. 33 wins. Okay. Didn't make the playoffs. In 2020.
That was 50 something.
That was 42 wins. 2020, 2021.
Oh, 2020, 2021. Yeah, yeah. That was 41.
2019, 2020 was 52.
52. And then the year before that was like 35.
And then the year before that, 2018, 2019 was 37.
Yeah, that was the first LeBron year.
So, yeah, this is a great year for us.
Yeah.
A great year and should be an even better year, except, you know, sometimes we have a coach. I don't even want to say coach. We have a person who might helm the team, hold a clipboard even, who says, I don't know, Taurean Prince, you don't seem to make any shots and you seem to be slow on defense a little bit sometimes. Why don't you start?
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes.
Cam Reddish, I know you can't make a three to save your life or your grandma's life.
You play defense for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I could put a gun to your grandma's head and say, here's 5 shots.
Here's the thing about Darvin. So there's 2 reports that came out this week. One,
he stinks and he's a poopy head.
That was an official Bleacher Report.
Yeah, I know. I wrote it.
So not really a report, but the first one was there. Someone clipped a video of players just ignoring Darvin in a timeout, coming up with the play. He had the clipboard. He's in the middle of literally drawing up a play. And LeBron gets up. I think Reeves gets up and just walks away.
I don't know if that, while that doesn't look good, I don't know if that's any more damning than anything else we've seen all year.
Yeah, and then someone pointed out that this was with 2 minutes left and a 17-point deficit.
It's like, what are you drawing up?
Well, he's drawing up an 18-point play.
Do you know what I'm drawing up? If I'm Darvin Ham, to be fair, to give him benefit of the doubt, if I'm Darvin Ham, this is about me, not Darvin Ham.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drawing on that clipboard. Down 17, 2 minutes to go. I'm drawing up. Listen, you get out of Staples, you turn left, you go straight down Wilshire. We're going to Langer's.
Uh-huh.
Get a number 17.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we could do here. This ain't good. It ain't good.
Yeah.
And then I think that's why they walked away, because they were like, Langer's closes at 6, you idiot.
We're fucking 6.
What time does Langer's close?
I think it might close at like 3.
I'll get there at 11 and still close sometimes.
The sun is directly up. Whenever the sun is directly above, that's when they close.
They're gone.
It's time to knock off for the day. The pastrami's out.
They do the Spanish way.
Yo,
of
4.
Yeah. That, even then, I would be shocked.
They open at 8. Who wants a pastrami sandwich at 8?
Dude.
Well, they have breakfast.
Do you go for the breakfast?
No.
Because I do go to a deli for the breakfast, and even that deli I go to at midnight.
Yeah.
You know, that Burger King has Whoppers in the morning. Like, you can get, they have a full breakfast menu, and then they have, you can get also just get a Whopper. None of their other stuff, but a Whopper, which I'm just like, who needs?
You know what I think it is?
First of all, Burger King in the morning.
You know what I think it is? Is, and you guys wouldn't know this because, you know, 10 a.m., you guys are just waking up.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of construction workers start at 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And at 8 a.m., they've been on the grind for
That's
5
true.
Hours. It's lunchtime.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they're like, I could just go for a Whopper right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, not that you would know anything about that, but...
Going for a Whopper at 10 a.m., at 8 a.m.?
Well, working hard in the morning and needing something to eat.
I don't know what you're talking about. I wouldn't. I work very hard in the morning. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Is LeBron signed after this year?
No.
No. No. Okay. Is he staying if Ham is here?
You know...
You can't possibly bring Ham back.
I don't think you can bring Ham back.
Well, here's the other thing, too. So this other thing that came out is Lakers players wanted Phil Handy to replace Darvin Ham as coach.
I mean, didn't we bring that up? Weren't we like, you got Handy on the bench, just go with Handy.
I thought that we should just keep Frank Vogel, but I think Rob Pelinka...
Okay, well, hold on.
I think Rob Pelinka kind of was like, it's not my fault, it's the coach's fault. I put together a super team, and he didn't coach the team how it should be coached. Mm-hmm. And then they realized that it was their bad.
A super dookie team is what he put
dookie
together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so the thing is, like, so people are saying Handy, and then the names that keep coming up are Terry Stotts.
No.
And Coach Bud.
No.
Which,
well, but
who taught Coach? Who did Coach Bud teach how to coach? Darvin Ham. Why would we get the guy? Why would we get that guy?
Do you think Bud was pulling a Doc though? Was Bud pulling a Doc?
Well, what's pulling a Doc here? Because there's a thing I learned at a young age of pulling a Doc.
Well,
wait, what do you think pulling a
Doc
is? I
don't want to talk about that.
Okay. Adrian Griffin, very famously, called Doc, said, How do I shape this team?
Mm-hmm. He said that for the Bucks? Is this
how do I, what do I, what do I do here to keep my job? And Doc said, just do this. Mm-hmm. Finds out he got fired. Uh-oh, who's going to replace him? Doc Rivers. Are you sure Ham, calling an old friend, doesn't go, hey, I need help, bud.
Uh-huh.
What do I do? And he goes, you know what you should do.
Yeah.
And no one's going to think this is a good idea, but you know this is a good idea. Start Cam Reddish and Torian Prince.
And we are 10 games above 500. We are a good, we have a good record on paper.
Yeah, but when he was
paper.
Doing that, I think we went 5-12.
Yes. So, but Adrian Griffin was also like 12 games above 500.
Yes.
And got fired.
He was 12 games above 500?
Something like that.
Isn't Doc like 500 right now?
He's less than 500.
Yeah, I think
I
he's like one or two games below 500.
Yeah. It's very funny because Coach Bud got like an extra year because he accidentally won the championship.
Uh-huh.
He was out the fucking door because they were like, had to come from behind every playoff series that year they won the championship.
They were like first in offense and first in defense when they won the championship.
Yeah, but they just had to keep losing, coming back from a losing playoff tournament record. And then... again, everyone thought the Suns were just going to run away with it. People were saying 4 or 5 games. Chris Paul said he was addicted to being in the finals. And again, props to him kicking the addiction. But everyone thought the Suns were going to run over. And then the Bucks were just like, wait, we won? What? And then you can't fire a coach after winning a championship.
Well, you know, this is real Homer talk right here. And this is a Homer pod, so that's fine. If we win the championship, Darvin's still fired.
This year, let's say we miraculously pull off a championship run and we win this year.
I don't think it would be a miracle. I think it would be a miracle if we have to play that second play-in game, but I really don't think it'd be a miracle if we won. I'm being super Homer here.
You are.
I'm being super
this
Homer
is.
Here.
Because my brain is gearing trying to figure this out.
LeBron and AD
uh-huh.
putting it together for a playoff run?
LeBron or AD with one eyeball.
Did he poke? Did they poke the same
he
one or the other
the
one?
They poked the same one.
It was the same one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then he has one. He has one. I thought they hit each eyeball, and then I was like, well, technically, then he has none.
Nah, because he keeps going in for like a right-handed layup.
Yeah.
And Gobert just fucking elbowed him.
And then, doesn't he just come down on his face, too?
Yeah.
What the hell?
No call.
I'm looking at Amazon right now. $26.99 for some basketball goggles. $8 at Walmart. Rob, what are we doing? I'll pay for it. I'll pay for shipping to go to El Segundo. I'll pay for the damn shipping. Just get some damn goggles.
Historically, we do have people play very well in goggles.
I was just going to say, Kobe wore a mask. Are you too good for Kobe?
No. Too good for Kareem?
Kareem?
I feel like James Worthy wore goggles for a while.
Did LeBron wear a mask?
Yeah, has had one game where he scores to like 60 points in the black mask.
Come on.
45, maybe.
And didn't Kobe's nose get broken by Dwayne Wade in the All-Star game, too?
I don't know about that.
I think he did. Anyway, this is the third game this month where, AD gets poked in the eye. What are we doing?
I don't know.
But anyway, LeBron, AD,
some
championship
can't wear goggles.
Run this
I can
year.
Wear, I can't wear a wristwatch. It just my body.
You got all that hair. You got Robin Williams arms.
Whoa.
You give him a run for his money.
Robin? Listen, I've met Robin. Okay? Nobody gives that man a run for his money in anything.
When it comes to hair.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Hair.
Yeah.
Money.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That man was rich.
He was rich. Lakers championship run this year would be miraculous. And if we pulled that off, yes, Darvin is. You don't fire him. Especially Rob's dumbass.
Fire him.
No, Rob's dumbass. He'd be like, he would say this is the Mamba mentality. That's what the
the mama mentality would be to fire him.
No, dude, he would be like, this is the mama mentality to win from behind and win a championship this year. I'm signing him to a lifetime deal like Calipari had.
Just real quick, on a vibes level. Okay,
I'm all about vibes.
You love vibes.
Straight vibes level. These are the 10 teams that are going to be in the playoffs. Which one can't we beat from 10 up?
You're going to say the first. Wait, what?
The Warriors. In a 7-game series, could we beat the Warriors in a 7?
We're 1-4.
Historically, yes.
The problem with the Warriors is we can't beat them in a 1-game series, which is why I'm scared of the second play-in game.
Sure.
Can we beat them if we don't let them shoot and make 8,500 threes in one game?
Yeah, they were like literally 69%. That was rough.
All right, Warriors.
Okay,
I can't call it.
We can't beat the Warriors in a 1-game series. We can beat them in a 7-game series.
We're 1-4 this year. We've won 1 out of 4. They've won 3-4.
Come on, man. Be reasonable here. Be reasonable here. Could we beat the Kings in a 7-game series?
Yes.
Could we beat the Suns in a 7-game series? You know, it's the playoffs. It ramps up. It's different.
It's different.
Not the same.
There is a switch. LeBron flips the switch.
We can actually say there's a switch.
Yeah, but we wouldn't need to beat the Suns in a 7-game series.
Can we beat the Pelicans in a 7-game series?
Why am I disrespecting them right now? And I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Can we beat the Mavs in a 7-game series? To be fair, all the teams here, this one is like a top three that scares me.
The Mavs. The March-April Mavs, I don't know if we can beat them.
It's a different Mavs. Okay, so we don't know. Uh-huh. Could we beat the Clippers in a 7?
Yes.
Could we beat the Thunder in a 7?
Yes.
Are you afraid of the T-Wolves in a 7?
A little bit.
Are you afraid of the Nuggets in
a 7? First of all, I never feel fear. Okay, so let's get that
you don't
straight.
Feel fear.
I do not feel fear.
Isn't that like literally a sociopath?
Yeah.
Wolves.
Oh, I guess that's empathy, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's a broad range.
It's
of
a broad
emotions.
Range.
Yeah.
Any emotion. Wait, when's the last time we played the Clippers? Because they went also on their own crazy run. We played them in that run and we beat them.
We beat them during that run.
Yeah.
They were like 22-4 and we're one of those four.
I think we're the reason that they...
They're coming for me. Yeah, they're coming for Kev. They're going to give him a damn straitjacket. Put him in a friggin' padded room.
But legitimately, of these 10 teams, Nuggets, Mavs, maybe the T-Wolves?
Any of these teams, I can't confidently say we got them in 7.
You can't confidently say that about any of them?
I don't think so.
Any 10 team?
I don't.
Any of these 10 teams?
Not this year.
Am I being insane here?
I don't think you're being
insane.
No.
Am I off?
I'm not saying you're insane.
Uh-huh.
I just think you're on a side of the lawn.
Yeah.
That I am not prepared to just take one step over. You're not that far away from me on the lawn.
Okay.
It's just that there's a couple steps that I'm not ready to take.
Wow.
I think we can actually beat the Nuggets if Murray is out.
If Murray is out, we could beat the Nuggets. But also,
what are we doing?
But also,
we haven't won against the Nuggets since Reagan was in office. Okay. What are we talking about here?
Okay.
The Nuggets. What did you just say that for? Why did you use those words in your mouth?
Because Murray's out.
Is he out?
Like a lot.
To be fair, the only reason I don't want to go with Alex is because the last time Murray was out, we believed we could beat the Nuggets, and then when the game started, he was playing.
If he's out,
then yeah, we could beat the Nuggets. Anyone could beat the Nuggets if Murray's out.
Wait, he's not even on the injury list on the Nuggets.
He just was.
The only guy is some guy named Vlatko. That's it.
Kanchar?
Yeah. This guy's...
All right, Nuggets are back in.
Yeah, so. Nuggets are back. We can't beat the Nuggets.
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ.
I'm not afraid of the T-Wolves or the Thunder or the Clippers. I am afraid of the
Mavs.
First of
all, I feel no fear, so let's just get that straight.
That's wild. You feel no fear.
I've never felt fear in my entire life. I've never felt fear in my entire life. Didn't we just lose to the Wolves?
Yeah, but that was because Anthony Davis got elbowed in the eye.
Yeah.
Left, because before he gets elbowed in the eye, it's a pretty close game.
Yeah.
Yeah. We came back a few times in that game, too.
But just not all the way back, you know?
No. We were in the lead for the first quarter, and then we decided to give it 46 points in that game.
That second quarter?
Yeah. Just in one quarter.
Do you think that has to do with our center down low getting punched in the fucking eye?
I think so, when everyone is afraid to... even take look at the paint.
Too bad they're not you, man.
I know.
If they could feel no fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Darvin is out after this year.
If.
I mean,
if Darvin is not. Let's go with that. If Darvin is not.
Uh-huh. Darvin who.
Do I get season tickets to the Intuit Dome? No.
No. Darvin has already gotten the vote of confidence from Rob and Jeannie this year. Now, and that was early on in the year, but.
Look, I don't think they're wrong for saying we don't want to switch a coach halfway through. I mean, we really like to joke about Doc. Look what happens when you switch a coach halfway through. And it probably would have been somebody like Doc, if not Doc himself.
But what about right before the playoffs, he goes into a coma, and then we have to promote Phil Handy to the head coaching position.
Okay.
All of a sudden, we take off. We win the championship.
Everybody knows this. This has happened to the Lakers before.
Yeah.
And but
what happened that year?
We won the championship.
That's right.
But I don't think that's something we want to try again.
The CIA has like heart attack guns and migraine guns.
CIA has heart attack
Havana
guns?
Syndrome.
The Havana syndrome.
Okay.
I got some contacts over there. The last thing I'll say about this is I saw someone comment that this new LeBron podcast has been coaching interview for JJ Redick.
No.
No. Well, it is.
He's a smart man.
I don't know.
No, he would be. This would be his first coaching gig anywhere at any level. I think for JJ, maybe like he coached his son's middle school team or something. But yeah, his first meaningful coaching job? Mm-hmm. No, I don't want that. No thanks,
Steve Nash.
He's got coaching experience.
He's got coaching experience.
He's been a Laker before. It worked out great.
No, yeah.
That's how you know we had an amazing week. Really, when we get. When we get to the pod, we're 20 minutes in. We haven't mentioned one game.
Yeah.
Nope.
Which and we said this, too, at the end of last pod. We were like, what could we go? Be reasonable. And all of us out here said 2-1, 1-2 could be either one. I could see us winning them all. I could see us losing them all. And it made sense.
The shoe-in of the week turned out to be correct.
The shoe-in was to beat the Cavs?
The Cavs. I locked that in.
Locked it in, huh?
I locked it in. I was the Shoemaker Shoe-in of the week. And the Cavs came back a little bit. They were up by like 5 points at some point in the game. They had their own. I remember they had their own thing of waiting to call timeout. Their coach waited like till it was like we were on a 17-0 run. And it ended on an 83. I remember that. It ended on an 83. And Bickerstaff finally called a timeout. I was like, where's he getting this timeout strategy from? It was a good game, though.
We win that one. Do we think LeBron is legitimately sick going into game the Sunday game?
Well, they kicked him out. He came into this Cavs game, and they immediately said, go home. You can't stay, because they said...
He plays the Cavs game.
Does he? No.
Yeah, he plays the Cavs game.
He doesn't play the T-Wolves game, the back-to-back.
The Wolves game, yeah. They said he came and then immediately left. So,
crazy.
Yeah. They didn't want him to get other people sick.
Dude, could you imagine? And I know we're getting into the weeds here. Could you imagine the drive from Brentwood to downtown only to have to turn around?
He doesn't take a helicopter?
No. And he drives himself. We've seen it with his little racing gloves.
Yeah, he has like the
He's got
Porsche.
His fingers out.
Yeah.
That is awful.
Wasn't it raining?
On Sunday?
Oh, during the sad drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, after the loss, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was also raining on Sunday, wasn't it?
No.
Was it raining Saturday?
It was
then?
Saturday rain.
Saturday that it rained?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm just going to put it out there. Everybody in LA that's like, I could do without the rain, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want the sun to come back. I don't want to hear you say a word when we get to July and it's 112. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear I'm so hot. No. I remember you in April. Oh, I could do without the rain.
I agree.
Appreciate what you got when you get it. You know what I mean?
Last year, though, we didn't have one of those crazy heat waves. I was bracing myself in August, but we never had like a 100. Like, remember, 2 years ago, we had that where it was 115 for like a week.
So yes.
Yeah. We're talking about weather. in this Cavs game, in the paint, I think we were 24 of 25.
That's great.
Great stuff.
Look what's possible with this team.
It felt good. I think, yeah, there was a great funny play of, which brings to mind, why don't teams just do this all the time, where Reeves was walking the dog, and LeBron and AD just formed a wall in front of him. Did you see this?
Yes.
Yep.
Just do that every play, and just take like 3 minutes off the clock and don't let the defender get through. Just walk the dog, have all the your offensive teammates just make a wall in front of you. Unbeatable play.
That's what they say on paper, yeah.
Score the first three.
Uh-huh.
Get a stop at the defensive end.
Uh-huh.
And then walk the dog for the rest of the game.
Oh, so this is your version of like soccer when they're like, oh no, 7 minutes of stoppage time. My ankle. And then finally he stands up and they were like, sub.
Yep.
And then the sub comes in. They go, wait a minute, one more sub. And then they're like, all right, that's 6 minutes of stoppage time.
There you go.
Kick the ball to the other side. Park the bus.
There you park the bus. Exactly.
I got no idea what you're talking about in this lunatic language.
Are you serious right now? You don't know. You've never heard Park the Bus?
It's all gobbledygook.
It's all, yeah.
You don't watch Ted Lasso?
No.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh. I'll watch Lasso. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Don't like Sudeikis. He fell off.
He needed that.
Yeah. You get set up for two dinner reservations, you got to cancel one. You got to go to one, you got to cancel one. One is Sudeikis, and the other is Xi Jinping. Which one are you going to?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm automatically canceling Sudeikis because I think I'll get kind of the royal treatment if I go with Xi.
You should go with Xi?
Yeah.
Sudeikis or Darvin Ham?
Oh.
I'm going Ham. I don't even care. I'm going Ham.
Yeah, because I got a lot of stuff to say to him.
Stuff to say to him.
You don't make it to the appetizers.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. You're kicked out of the restaurant by your second water.
By the way, saying Ham should not be here does not negate the fact that I know one-on-one fist fight, Ham pulverizes me. I just want to get that out there.
I don't think that he's like the worst coach of all time.
No.
But he's just not a championship level coach.
No.
Mm. Well, we got the AC.
I do love that he's
game.
Like Ryan is leaning towards worst coach of all time, while also forgetting 10 minutes ago he said this is the best record we've had since we won the championship.
In spite of, not because of Darvin.
We also had Byron Scott for a while.
He was hired to get in that tank, put the helmet on.
Oh sure.
Put the goggles on.
He was
and be
the tank
commander. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. He was hired what in 2015 and got fired right before the Luke Walton year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just was there to get Brandon Ingram, get D'Angelo Russell, get Julius Randle, and who did we get another first round pick?
D'Angelo,
Ingram, Randle.
Lonzo.
There we go. Yeah, yeah.
We had Mike Brown for a little while.
Is this where we bring
That's
out,
right.
is this the one
Jesus.
Time, the one pot a year? We do it one pot a year. Or we bring out the Ryan tweet. The anybody but Luke tweet.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We have Luke Walton.
Yeah, I said that. I mean, the day Byron Scott got fired.
Uh huh.
Because Luke Walton was a fraud.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
And then it was so funny because I remember after we fired him, the Kings hired him the same week, maybe the next day.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Oh, we snatched him. We stole him from the Lakers.
We got our guy."
Yeah.
Anyway. I love that you're. We could break the fourth wall here. We had to pause for a second, take a little gap, so that your the guy could come spray the lawn. You know, the gardener.
Well, yeah, he has a leaf blower.
My favorite thing is there's no exit to where he just blew all the leaves. He just fucking sprayed them.
Oh, yeah. No,
He just moved them from one side to the other.
There's no reason he should be down
I love here. That. And I'm not trying to out my man Alex as a rich king. He is.
Mm-hmm.
But he just does live in an apartment complex.
That
they do that for him.
Who knows with those?
Yeah.
The dust. And
he
the...
didn't personally hire these guys.
No.
No, the complex does.
The complex does it.
Also, a lot of that just went right in his lungs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Straight into the lungs.
Yeah.
There's so much pollen outside.
It's a lot of pollen.
It's a lot of pollen.
Is that where you're sneezing 18 times a minute?
Yeah.
Ryan's trying to lock in that it was you sneezing and not him.
Anyway, coaching, we were talking about Luke Walton. I called it. He should never have been a coach for any team in a professional setting.
Yeah, he was really bad.
Go to Tulane. go to go.
Do you even know where Tulane is?
It's in Louisiana.
Dude, all right. I wasn't sure.
The Green Wave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody played a lot of NCAA football on PlayStation.
Go somewhere else. You don't need to be a professional yet. Where is he? What is he doing?
I'm looking it up right now.
He's probably just chilling in Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we played the Cavs. Shoeing of the week was correct.
He's an assistant coach for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, his old stomping grounds. Get out of here.
Do you think he was yelling at Bickerstaff, take a timeout, take a timeout? Or was he yelling, we don't need a timeout, we don't need a timeout?
I don't remember having a timeout problem with Luke, so maybe he does know you should not wait till your 17-0 run.
Or maybe Luke was just like, yo, I'm never back in L.A. I got a reservation at Osteria Moza. I want to try this orquete. Don't call a timeout. Let's just get out of this place. We're not coming back.
No. So then we beat the Cavs. I think we all called that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all called the loss to the Wolves.
Oh, no. I did a reverse.
Okay.
This was, I thought it would be loss, win-win. Uh-huh. Turned out to be win, loss, loss.
Uh-huh.
I think I thought win-win, loss.
I thought win,
go ahead.
Loss,
say you were absolutely
win.
Right.
No, win, loss, I win. Missed one.
Okay.
Wolves. I feel like we have neither team has been fully healthy the last like
2 weeks.
Dozen
weeks.
Times we've played them.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, they haven't had Cat in a while. This game had Anthony Davis for 3 seconds.
It's
no
tough
LeBron.
To say it matters that they don't have Cat when you get 31 points from Naz Reid.
That's true. Naz Reid goes off again.
I feel like he goes off every single time we play him.
Yeah, he hates us.
Yeah. Were these guys like even playing last year? I was going to say Jaden McDaniels again because I remember he was a little annoying little fucker. Jaden McDaniels, just he was like T.J. McConnell, just like an annoying little son of a bitch.
Who breaks their wrist? Who breaks their hand?
That's McDaniels.
That's Jaden, right?
Yeah.
So he wasn't playing last year in the playoffs.
No, he just punches a
he
wall.
Punched a wall and broke
his
hand.
Right. Yes, that was him.
And they needed him.
They really needed him.
Yeah, Naz Reid. I don't think they trusted him yet last year. Like maybe he got like a few minutes in the playoffs.
I think he averaged like 12 minutes.
Yeah. But now he's like their. Arguably their main guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arguably their main guy? No.
Yeah.
He's like fourth on the depth chart.
Yeah, that's why, he's 31, 6 of 8 from 3,
listen,
plus
11.
Listen,
just because he goes off on us doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything.
Just because he always goes off on us.
He always goes off on us.
Mm-hmm. This game was annoying.
Yeah, it was. We lose AD, and it seems like it really matters that our second best player, possibly best player on our team, is out again. Constantly. But I think, I don't know, man. I can't shake my homerness on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell if he's legitimately injured or if they are like, fuck it. What are we going to get? The sixth seed? No. We're in the play-in. AD, get out. We can't get hit in the face again.
Yeah.
You can't get hit in the face again. LeBron is already sick. He's not here. Nothing's going to happen here. And then he comes in, he's got a headache, and they're like, we cannot have you guys sick during this play-in week. Like, if we're going to lose these two games, what are we, the 10? Okay, it's two games. We already know it. What are we going to win, and it's one game? You guys are sick. You're hit in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Recover. We need both of you here to flip a switch and turn it on and be ready if we get that 8 seed to play this Nuggets team. Now, did we come up with a game plan that's going to beat this Nuggets team that's not going to get us embarrassed like last year?
Absolutely not.
No, because Darvin Ham's still the coach. But maybe we get lucky and they're the 2. We never face them. Maybe we get lucky and we take the 7. I wonder if they're legit banking on that. Listen, I just finished The Sopranos last night, all right? 6 seasons. Season 6 is 2 seasons. Nobody told me that. I had to watch 21 episodes.
It's long.
And the whole time I'm going, there has to be a way Tony doesn't die, right? So I'm still in that headspace. There has to be a way the Lakers make it out of this. And to be fair, they're gonna go put on Journey, and LeBron's gonna get shot in the back of the head, and we're never gonna be able to see it. I think that's honestly probably what happens, but I'm fighting, baby. Come on. The screen went black, he didn't die, did he?
He could have died with his whole family there.
Tony doesn't get shot by Junior until like a couple episodes in, right? That's not how it starts.
No, he gets shot like episode two.
Oh, does he? I thought it was like
season six.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. I thought it was like three or four episodes in, and then finally gets shot.
Maybe it was. Yeah. It's all a blur to me. Yeah. I've been up to since to 3 a.m. for the past 4 months, mm-hmm. just trying to finish the series.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying, same headspace. I can't tell. Do we make it out alive? Does anyone make it out alive? Do we beat this Nuggets team?
Hey, who knows? No one makes it out alive in this life, dude.
Dude, you're telling me.
Ain't that the damn truth?
Ain't that the truth?
It's a game like this where, you know, there's cats out. Wolves don't have their main couple guys. And besides a few flashes, they handle us. So why should I disrespect them and say, yeah, we want to play them in the playoffs?
Because they're not the Nuggets.
Okay, but they're the Wolves.
Listen, you got to go through somebody. Uh-huh. And if it's going to be somebody, I want it to be them.
Hold on. You don't have to go through somebody. We can get stopped by somebody. And it could be the Wolves, or we can get stopped by the Nuggets.
I think we have a greater chance of getting stopped by the Nuggets.
Yeah, me too.
No.
And then if we make it through the Nuggets, if we make it through the Wolves, it's wide open, baby.
Wide open, he says.
Yeah, if we make it through the Wolves and the Nuggets somehow get tripped up against somebody else, and then the Mavs also somehow get tripped up by somebody else, it's wide open.
Well, if we're the eighth seed, which it looks like if things crack our way and we're able to win two in... What is it called? Play-in tournament games?
Play-in games.
We'd have to beat Denver, and then we'd have to beat either the Clippers or Mavs. And then we'd have to beat OKC or Minnesota.
And we can beat OKC Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We can beat both of those teams. We can for sure beat the Clippers. We might not be able to beat the Mavs, but it'll be fun.
We have potential.
And then, you know, just the Nuggets. But if we beat the Nuggets, are you afraid of anybody? If we do... Now, this is a huge if.
Huge.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we do, are you afraid of anyone else after that? You feel no fear. We've heard it.
Yes. There's plenty of other teams that can knock us out.
You think this is like the We Believe Warriors knocking out the Mavs that one year?
Mm-hmm.
And then being like, we're gods, only to get fucking smoked by Utah?
Yes.
Forgetting that it was a three series before you get to the finals?
Yep. I can't even think about winning a 7-game series.
Can I just hear the most optimistic Ryan? What round do we get to? The most optimistic.
The 9-10 game.
Oh, you think we're out?
Did we lose the first play-in game?
No. Because I will say one of the most consistent, bright shining things in our team, Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
Every game, he's just consistent. He plays hard every game. He almost has no slumps when he was finally put in the starting lineup in January.
That's a little late.
Little bit. He had a seven-point game against the Cavaliers. Hey, we didn't need him, though.
That's the point.
So, but he had a 30-point game against the Wolves and a 20-point game against the Warriors. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
He is a huge spark, and I like that he plays, and I hope he continues to play.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I don't know how far we can get in the playoffs. It's just so hard. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, we had a real path to victory at a certain point.
We did.
But...
And then we blew it.
We really blew it.
What's the run that we just went on in wins? Didn't we go like 17-1 or something?
We were like... Yeah, no, I don't think that it was that big of a stretch. But we were certainly like 9-1 or 12-1, something like that.
Yeah. Man. And then we said, let's stop doing that.
Yeah, we can't do that anymore.
Let's stop doing that. Let's play Cam Reddish... over Max Christie. Oh, and let's draft Jalen Hood-Schifino.
Yeah.
I'm still not over that. That's this fucking guy.
It's cheesing you off.
For the rest of my life, it will. let's start Taurean Prince 40 more games than he's ever started combined before.
So we were 16-9 over the last 25 games.
That's pretty good.
Let's kneecap Gabe Vincent, but then he does nothing for the games that he does play.
Yeah.
We're getting, like, no bench production.
Oh, anymore. God. Yeah, yeah. No, 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 no.
Did you see the stat that Gabe Vincent is 2-for-23 this year from three?
Yeah.
I thought he hadn't shot. 2-for-23 is any of those shots in 2024? I think they might all be from.
No, he took two shots against the Warriors. Missed both of them.
That's what I'm saying. So the ones he made. The one, the two,
the two
that he made. I don't know if they're on for 2024. I think they might not be.
That's wild.
Yeah, and he's not consistent either. He played against the Cavs, didn't play against the Wolves, played against the Warriors. 0 points in both those games that he did play. He was a +15 in the Cavs.
That's good.
-14 against the Warriors.
Oh, that's
plus one overall.
It's a yes, sir. That was the second worst plus minus on that Warriors game.
And it felt like it.
Yeah.
Because we were within five in that Warriors game, and then they subbed Austin Reeves out and LeBron out.
And then they went on a 13-4 run.
Yeah, and then they just let Spencer Dinwiddie cook. And
but he was cooking.
He was cooking.
He was
the only game all year.
He wasn't really cooking. He had a 3-point play that was nice, but on defense they were just getting railroaded.
Yeah, Spencer Dinwiddie.
And they couldn't. Yeah, and they
had the third worst plus minus in that game.
Yeah,
because he's there when they go on that 13-4 run.
That's right.
That 13-4 run, which had like an insane lineup. These lineups that he has are wild.
Wait a minute. So for Spencer Dinwiddie going 3-of-5 from three, shooting 57%, getting 12 points. No turnovers, 4 rebounds. That's a really good Spencer Dinwiddie game.
Yeah, unfortunately, it came at the wrong time in the game.
What's the right time?
The right time would be we don't give up that many points in the third quarter leading into the
fourth. But the points
came
at a good time. He stopped scoring points during a bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a lineup that end of the third quarter of Gabe Vincent, Taurean Prince, Spencer Dinwiddie, Jackson Hayes, and D'Angelo Russell.
That's so small.
They did comment on the broadcast too. They were like, the Lakers are real small. And then I forget who the hosts were, but the other guy was like, look at the Warriors. They're also small.
Because they can shoot the lights out. And
then I think immediately Kuminga got to add
500% from three.
That was wild.
They finished at 63.4%.
I mean, come on.
Wild. And they were at 71 at a certain point.
And I said they can't keep this up, but I did not think they would go to 63 and stay there. Yeah.
63. God, 26. Yeah, they can go small. Go for it.
They can go small. All right, so two games left.
Two games left.
Steph Curry was 6-of-6 from the 3-point line. Holy moly.
Didn't Draymond, he missed two, but he went like 5 straight.
Yeah, he started out 5-for-5.
Yeah.
And after three, Darvin still was like, nah, let's give him 10 feet of space from the 3-point line. Then after four, he was like, all right, let's give him 15 feet of space from the 3-point line. And then after five, let's give him even more space. It was, there's no adjustments that he makes. These lineups without LeBron, he doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't know. No.
Alex, tell me something good that Darvin Ham does.
I heard he brings his wife flowers.
I heard he goes to all of his kids' sports games.
That's huge.
Great father.
That's huge.
Great father. Yeah.
That's huge.
Now tell me something he does good as a coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, that's a good question.
I heard from Jovan Bovan.
He starts LeBron James.
Yeah. When the refs ask for the lineup, he's already got the card filled out. He doesn't have to go add anything. He's already got it filled out.
He's a sweet man.
Sweet man.
Jovan Bovan is what you said.
Sorry. That's in my head.
Yeah. Two games left. Memphis. We go to Memphis Friday at 5. Then we go to New Orleans Sunday. End the season, regular season, 12:30. The Pelicans, I believe, in that game is a second. No, thought it was a back-to-back. Never mind. They also have a break.
If we have two games left and it's a back to back, that I really would. We got to get Adam Silver on the phone. Yeah, what is happening here?
No, no more back to backs. They Pelicans have a back to back today and tomorrow. That's what I was looking at.
Okay,
and then they play us on Sunday. So they might be tired.
Yeah, 3-4.
Well, that happened to us recently.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out very well.
Nope. What do we think is going to happen here?
We can still squeak into the eighth seed.
We can squeak into the eighth seed.
Which if, we need.
If the Kings lose two,
mm-hmm.
we're the eighth seed. If and we win two.
No,
T-W-O.
Just one. Two. We have to win two.
We have to win two. And they got to lose two.
Okay.
Yeah. If the Suns lose two and we win two, we get the seventh seed.
And the Kings lose two.
And the Kings lose too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything changes. Seven seed, home field advantage, one game.
And we'd face what right now the Timberwolves in the first round.
Oh, that would be huge. I say we win too. I say we make it to the eight. I think we make the eight.
We make the eight.
Yeah. And we have to go to Phoenix.
Okay.
Which is fine.
We'll take that.
Anything within an hour plane ride to Los Angeles is home field advantage.
Unfortunately, okay, this is the Kings coming up schedule.
Uh-huh.
Pelicans.
They can lose.
Suns.
They can lose.
Trailblazers.
Trailblazers on the last day, though. Never underestimate a bad team on the last day.
Yeah.
The Reeves breakout game.
Last game
of the year, yeah. in Denver. 30 points.
Triple-double.
It's possible.
Anything's possible.
Scoot's like, fuck it. Let's send him out on a high.
Yeah. Let's build towards something next year.
Yes. Cancun on three.
The Trailblazers have lost 12 of the last 14.
Okay, come on, man.
What are you doing with these facts?
Just saying.
Suns. So the Suns face the Kings and the Timberwolves.
That's rough.
Because we need them to win against the Kings.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough for them.
When's the Kings Sun game? Is that tonight?
It is.
Tomorrow.
4:12, so tomorrow.
Okay. Are we watching that or are we watching the Lakers
Kings
game?
Kings Suns? Yeah. Or tomorrow?
Well, the nice thing is they're staggered, so we can watch both of them.
Nice.
Wait, and the Kings play tonight.
Oh, they got a back-to-back?
If you're telling me is correct, then yeah, they played Kings Pelicans tonight.
Yeah, tonight at 7.
Yeah, and then Kings Phoenix tomorrow.
Ooh, back to back. See,
these guys are gonna kick each other's asses.
Beat each other up.
Yeah,
dude.
And we're just behind the curtains,
reaping all the benefits, yes. Waiting for our turn, and then fucking blowing it when it matters.
I do think LeBron has a switch that he very clearly
can flip.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just got to get over the flu.
Yeah, didn't he? Or AD in the Warriors game, didn't he have like the bubble guts and they told him not to play?
I think they said he had a headache.
But headache and bubble guts, I think they said. I think
it
both.
It was officially bubble guts?
Yeah. No, but I think it was both. Like he had stomach issues, they said. Yeah. What do we do in this game? In these two games?
I go 2-0.
Yeah, I think we go 2-0.
I think we go 2-0. Grizzlies, Pelicans. I think we have to.
Yes. Cam Reddish has a 35-point game.
That's a prediction.
Don't say that. I don't even want him to have a 35-point game. I don't want to know the circumstances in which that would create a Cam Reddish 35-point game.
Oh, yeah. It would be terrible.
Yeah. The shoe-in of the week, Grizzlies win against the Lakers.
What the hell?
No, I think we go 2-0. I could see that. Yeah. We don't have a back-to-back. We have an early game on Sunday, but I don't think that's going to affect us too bad. I'll say 2-0. Yeah.
2-0.
Alex? 2-0. 2-0, then the play-in tournament starts Tuesday, April 16th.
16th?
I think so.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll believe you.
Uh-huh.
I choose to believe you.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll figure that out. We'll see where we land
We're so close to the playoffs.
Yeah. We're right there.
Things have to break our way.
Oh, yeah. And it always does.
Just like it did for Tony.
Just like Tony. Man, the Pistons and Wizards were really bad this year.
Not good.
No. Just looking at that. All right. So we're going to go 2-0. We're going to have a good week. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, I mean, good weekend, because we're going to come back after this weekend and talk about the play-in tournament.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're
going to. Which we are 100% in, and we can't ruin that.
No, 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 no.
We are in it.
We are in.
Will we survive
the play-in tournament?
Who knows?
We're going to have a good weekend, and then we're going to come back and record right before the play-in tournament. And yeah, hopefully it'll be good.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure you
subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe,
comment, rate, review, share.
Tell us what dinner you're canceling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You going with Sudeikis? You going with Xi Jinping?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ask or write a comment about how you think Darvin Ham is a good coach.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to hear your kind of input on this.
Give your compliments on what he does well as a coach. One compliment.
Yeah. One compliment. Something he does good beyond starting Hall of Fame players, putting Hall of Fame players in the starting lineup.
Yeah, that was smart.
Listen, everyone gets in the Hall of Fame. Taurine's getting in. Just for his comments at Baylor.
Yeah. I was trying to remember the Pistons championship. Taurine.
Prince?
Taurine Prince, right? What was that guy's name?
Dude, I think I constantly get that wrong. I'm sure if we went back and listened to the pod right now, it's Taurine Prince on our team.
No.
Tayshaun.
Tayshaun Prince!
I think I even asked at one of the early episodes, is he related to Tayshaun?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Kev, what are you about to do?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm about to do. Might go buy a car.
Might. I thought you were locked in.
I have to.
You have to.
I have to do it.
But you're going to shop.
Fingers crossed I get to.
Did you do any research? Are you?
Listen, I don't know what that means. Everybody says, because obviously everybody's like, do your research.
Right.
What the fuck does that mean?
Dude, you could go on the dealer's website, see what they have, see what other dealers have.
Uh-huh.
You
go on Carfax.
When I got my Prius C, like, I checked everything. I looked at the miles, who has the car I want in what color.
Uh-huh.
And I waited like months and I found the perfect car that I wanted in the color I wanted. Only had 6,000 miles on it, used. It dropped like $10,000 off it.
I don't have much.
Yeah. You haven't done any research. You're just going
to go. No, I know what I want.
Okay.
I have an idea what I want. Yeah. I know how much I want it to cost.
Okay.
But will any of that work out for me? Find out in the next episode.
I mean, you've bought a car before.
Yeah.
Yeah. The tips, this is, I guess, for you and for everybody. Don't give the dealer all the money you're willing to put down at first, be like, oh, I could put down $1,000, mm-hmm. and then they'll be like, all right, let me give you this month this rate. What if I $1,500 I could put down?
Okay,
you know, and then they're like, oh, well, then I can give you this month at this rate. What if I could put $2,500 down? You know, ooh. You keep increasing.
But what happens if I can literally give them $0?
Okay, then there you have no they got all the hand.
Yeah, they got all the leverage.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see anything you can take off. Like, I remember the car that I wanted, it on the sticker it said seat heaters.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't actually on there. And I was like, you gotta knock some money off. There's no seat heaters.
Yeah.
And they knocked off like a couple $100.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything you can get them to knock off, maybe slash a tire and be like, I can't drive this.
I can't drive this. I only got three tires. I will need a fourth tire, though.
Alex, what are you about to do?
I'm going to get some lunch.
What's for lunch? I don't know if the fans might have been hearing my stomach growling.
I might go to Eastside Deli.
Oh,
that sounds bomb.
Yeah.
Too bad they closed the one closest to you.
I know.
Did they?
That's
gone. Yeah.
What the heck?
You got to go to Echo Park.
Dang.
That was pretty quick closure, too.
Grand opening?
Yeah.
Grand closing.
Oh, yeah.
There were always people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just a bad space. There's a couple businesses in the Silver Lake, Los Feliz, Echo Park area that I just think their locations are cursed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that new, I don't know if it's still open. I thought I drove by today. It's a lease for rental, but it used to be Diablo's Tacos, and now it's Guachale.
Oh yeah, that place. Oh,
I just think the location.
Yeah,
it's too dark on the inside. Yeah. It's
a black building.
It's a black building. Yeah, sometimes the vibes are just off, and that one that's one of them. Because across the street is All Day, Baby.
All Day, Baby.
No problem there. Mm-hmm, yeah. And I think it has to do with the ability of the sun to get inside the building.
Yeah. Right. Also, there's no parking around there.
But there's no parking for All Day, Baby either.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a little bit more on that side of the street.
People can't use a crosswalk.
Nope. Not in LA.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so you're getting a damn Sammy.
What are you doing, Ryan?
I gotta go to work. I'm driving to Sun Valley to go to work, so I need to.
I can't believe you start work at 11 o'clock at night.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So let's
you're
get
on
that.
My schedule.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.